guys, it is the Kelly Mano podcast. Things sound a little bit different today because I'm trying something new. Most of you guys know my podcast to have producer Gary, my co-host Hoss, and any other array of characters that happen to be hanging out at my house at that time. But I'm trying something a little different called the Storyteller Series. And it is pretty much how it sounds. Just me, you, and a microphone, and a story that I feel like sharing with you guys. So yeah, kind of like preschool. Everybody have a seat in a circle, and let me tell you a story. This week I'm going to tell you the story of a boy named Rudolph, like the reindeer who came to America with hopes and dreams and freaked out a city so bad by being too nice that the police had to get involved, and what my role was in the whole fiasco. So sit down, have a seat, and let me tell you a story. Before I even get started, you should know something about me, and it is that I hate door-to-door salesmen. I always have, I probably always will, and I'm not always very kind to them. It's a thing. I'm working on it. So with that out of the way, us Americans are funny people. Always in a hurry, always trying to do too many things at once. And last week I found myself dropping the kids off at some combination of my kids off at my brother's house in Granite City, Illinois. And I pulled the minivan up in front of his house, started unloading the kids that were staying. A couple of his kids running around in the front yard. And I look up long enough to see that he has a guest on his porch with him. And it is a, I would say, maybe like a late teenage, early 20s age boy, man, with blonde hair, blue eyes, fresh faced, you know. And right as I made eye contact with him, he waved at me in my car. But it wasn't just any wave. This was a Forrest Gump sees Lieutenant Dan from the boat wave. Like, it was just like he was so excited to see me and wave to me. And my face, I would have paid money to see my face because it probably looked like I just smelled a fart. Because I just thought, who is this kid and why is he waving at me like that? I scrunched up my face and I kind of, I think, gave him like a head nod or like maybe like a two finger salute. Like, yeah, buddy, I see ya. Thanks for the big wave. And my brother kind of walked over and said, yeah, he's a college kid. He's selling books, you know. And I'm like, well, have fun with that. You know, on my way to my minivan. Really didn't give much other thought to the fresh-faced boy waving at me on his porch that day. Until I was on Facebook the next evening. And, you know, Facebook is a big black hole of suck sometimes. It's a place where people share things that aren't always true. And it is a place where gossip can spread like wildfire. I know better. I know better a lot to not do things like that. But something popped up on my Facebook feed that caught my eye. As I'm going to bed, it was a couple hours before bedtime, I see a post and there's a photo of the boy that I saw on my brother's porch. And he's very recognizable. I instantly knew it was him. And the headline said, "Parents, be on the lookout for this man. He came to my door the other day, but I shut it on him. Granite City Police Department has asked you to please call them if you see him in your neighborhood ASAP. They have had reports of him pushing his way into homes and staring at children. He rides a bike and he will be carrying a backpack. He claims to have a permit, but the police department say they don't handle those anymore. If you see this man, call police right away." Well, I instantly went into panic mode knowing that this kid was around this man was around my kids just 2 days ago. Now, this was just a regular post from somebody I didn't even know on Facebook. And even though I knew better, I shared the post. And I shared it on my brother's wall with the exclamation of like, "Holy crap, Chris, this was the kid on your front porch earlier this week. It says here, you know, to call the police. So call the police." And I did include in my comment that, you know, I said, "Hey, this is just from another person. This is not a a share from the police department. So, you know, and even though I put that disclaimer, that doesn't make me any better than anyone else who shared it without, you know, really knowing the full story. I was just so, I don't want to say excited, but anxious to find out whether or not, you know, in fact, this crazy predator had been, you know, around my children. And it took about a matter of hours for that story to go around like wildfire, especially being in a smaller town, you know, in the Midwest. A story like that about somebody who's out to hurt your kids is going to spread fast. Combine that with the fact that so many people had seen him. And just like me, he caught a lot of people's eye. Not just because of the blonde hair and the fresh face, but just because he was so friendly. I don't think I would have ever remembered that kid on my brother's porch that day had he not waved at me like I was his long lost best friend. That was really the only thing that made him stand out in my head. And so I think a lot of people in town were seeing him and going, oh my God, I just saw him. And then they were sharing the post. And before you knew it, it was everywhere. And everyone was telling their stories about seeing this young man. And oh my God, he knocked on my door and didn't answer. Or oh my God, he was at my sister's house. Everybody had a story to tell about, you know, this danger to society that had been in our city. And we're protective people, and rightfully so. You know, as citizens and as moms, it's our duty to kind of look out for each other and keep an eye on things like this. There's nothing wrong with being suspicious. There is something wrong with spreading lies. Because what followed in the next couple of hours was my brother calling the police in Granite City and them letting him know, like, hey, no, we're not looking for him. It's not a big deal. If you see him and feel threatened, let us know. But no, it's basically just, you know, kind of a whole lot made out of nothing. And then the stories were getting crazier. There were stories that he was arrested. There were stories that he was going to houses three times in a row. Everybody seemed to have a story about this kid. And it was definitely the hot topic of the night. And I started feeling bad the more popular the story got, because I thought in the back of my mind, what if this isn't true? What if this was just started by someone, you know, who maybe had the wrong impression of him, because he's not from America. He's from another country, which is you're going to find out here soon. And there's a culture barrier there. You know, sometimes people act and speak differently because of the way they were raised. So maybe he did do a few things that concerned somebody. And maybe that original Facebook poster really did have concerns. Or maybe they didn't. And it was just somebody looking to cause trouble. Either way, people were all too happy to share it. And it was the next morning I woke up and saw a post, a statement from the Granite City Police Department that read, in reference to the Facebook post being shared about the foreign exchange student selling books and learning materials door to door, we are not looking for him. He has not broken any laws or ordinances. He has the proper license to conduct door to door sales. Several officers have spoken with him over the last 2 weeks. He is who he says he is. We appreciate our citizens looking out to reach out to each other, but somehow misleading information was shared, which has caused wrongful accusations against an innocent man. And when I read that, my heart sunk, because I knew that I was part of that. And it's sad when an innocent person can, you know, come to America to sell books and get the reputation of a criminal because people get so share happy on Facebook. You know, it's wrong to spread misinformation. And as a matter of fact, the young boy, I found his Facebook page. He actually went to the Granite City Police Department and took his photo in front of the department and said, hey guys, here I am, all is well. But when I was going to bed that night, I could not stop thinking about the young man. And I thought, you know, I know how bad I felt going to bed with my role in it. And then I thought, well, what about him? You know, he's obviously seen this by now, and he's in another country. And these people are saying horrible things about him. He's probably scared to leave the house. And I just thought about how homesick he probably was and how sad he probably was and how disappointed he probably was that so many people had told lies about him. And we're all so happy to spread them so quickly. I think I tossed and turned until about 1 a.m. when I finally got the balls to just send the kid a Facebook message and see if I could take him to lunch the next day. Something I don't normally do. Trust me, there have been plenty of other people in my life that I have been unfair to. We're all human. We all err. And I didn't lose any sleep over those people. I just felt like I owed him an apology for my role in sharing the Facebook post without double checking. And more than that, I just wanted to offer him a little bit of an explanation as to why this happened or maybe how it unfolded. And I just wanted to make sure that he was okay. And so he did agree to meet me for lunch and I let him pick. So we had lunch at the ever popular Pizza World in Granite City, Illinois. And we sat down and the conversation started like this.
So, okay, what is your first and last name?
My first and last name is Rudolph, like the reindeer.
Like the reindeer.
And the last name is Cirrus.
Cirrus, okay. Cirrus.
In Latvian, that means a little bird, actually.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It means little bird.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you from?
In the little country called Latvia, that's my home.
Latvia.
Yeah.
Latvia.
Mm-hmm.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
It's in Europe. It's by Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you guys are on the water too. Are there beaches out there?
Yeah, we have the most beautiful sand actually. It's quite white.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've heard of that. I've never been to a white sand beach,
yeah.
But
Baltic Sea, that's my home.
So are you in college? How old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21.
I actually turned 21 when I was here in the United States.
Now, in Latvia.
Latvia.
Mm-hmm. When you turn 21, is that when you're allowed to drink alcohol?
I don't value those things in that level.
Uh-huh.
I usually that's the driving lesson.
Oh, so you get to drive when you're 21.
No, I can drive and I can use alcohol drinks when I'm 18 in Latvia.
Oh!
So this is the difference between America and Latvia. You have this different rule in each state.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I know that. But in Latvia, it's all everything the same in each do that.
Right, that's true. And so the program that brought you over, that's through your college.
Well, actually, no. Southwestern Advantage, it's a publisher, actually. It is based in your country, guys, in Nashville, Tennessee. But why did I do this program is that because when I first heard about it, I really, how to say, something... how to say pull into the program because when you heard the opportunity you can do abroad summer internship here.
So it's like
America.
An internship here in America.
Yeah,
and
like that.
Do a lot of people in Europe want to come to America and check it out? Yeah. And
well, actually this is the interesting thing that I have realized here in America. When people are in Europe, they are dreaming about the States.
Yes.
People in the States, they are dreaming about
Europe. Europe. Right.
And people really aren't, how to say, not happy, but they are really don't appreciate the things that they are having in their
right.
own country.
Right.
And I think it's usual. But yeah, many friends were, how to say, also be jealous.
Jealous that you're coming over here to America.
Yeah, because I have this opportunity to experience these things.
What's the weather like where you're from?
Well, the weather here is
terrible.
Let's say interesting.
Yes, weather is interesting.
Weather is interesting. The humidity, guys, I'm feeling like I'm wearing the, water jumper.
Yes, you feel like you're wearing a water jumper all the time.
Yeah, but...
Mm-hmm. So tell me about, like, your family, where you come from.
Well, actually, right now I'm studying in Riga capital, but I'm a countryside boy.
A countryside boy.
Yeah. I'm coming from a little village from Latvia called Inishi.
Okay.
And my mom is an elementary school teacher. Also my dad. I used to live. Right now I'm in the Riga studying. Mm-hmm. I live in student dorm.
Okay. So we do here too. A lot of times we'll go away to college to a different state and live in a different dorm.
To experience new things.
Right. Yeah. And do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two younger sisters.
How did your parents react when you told them that you were going to come over here?
Well, they know that I'm the guy who makes decisions by his own.
Yes.
But I can tell you a little one thing, little secret. I'm a little bit crazy about these things. I'm spontaneous sometimes, and when I have this thought in my mind, I will
You have to do it.
I have to do it.
It's,
yeah.
We call that like impulse control.
Yeah.
When did you get here?
This week in June, I was in Nashville at the company, and I had like.
Where they train you?
Yeah, I have practiced there. This was really fun, actually. Mm-hmm. All the guys from Europe and we're close together. Practicing for the
sure.
summer.
Yeah.
And, have the small talks and getting feel the American stuff.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But in this area, in this part of the Illinois, I have been from the 6th of the June.
So you'll be like a host family.
Yeah, the best ones, actually.
Good. And do you, now I see a lot of people at your company.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have friends?
Are
they from the same country as you?
Yeah, in this neighborhood, yeah.
And are they with other host families nearby?
Yeah. They are all, like I told you, this is like an exchange program for Europeans and Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And European students are staying with the host families all over the America.
So you can talk with your friends and be like, these Americans are crazy.
Or what's the interesting?
Okay, so a little interjection or observation here. First of all, is he not the cutest? He has the best accent. He's a countryside boy. At this point, I was already loving talking to Rudolph. But this is the point where I need to admit something. When we first sat down, before I had the chance to turn on my phone, he said to me, "I remember you." Which, of course, I thought was crazy because he's at 40 houses a day. How would he remember me? But he said, "I remember you. You pulled up in a white car. I was at your brother's house. He is a teacher. And you gave me a hard look and drove away." and he remembered everything in detail. So before I even had a chance to apologize, he remembered. He absolutely remembered my hateful expression to him and what was just such a quick, fleeting moment for him. He absolutely remembered. And we're going to get to that in a minute. So when he refers to that, I want you to know that that was actually brought up before we even started the interview. But we get into some really fun stuff here whenever I talk to him a little bit about the food differences from, you know, his culture and ours and the things that he notices about Americans and really what he noticed first about the moms in America is kind of funny considering I can't remember why I was dropping my kids off at my brother's that day. I've thought and thought and thought about it, and I could probably go to a calendar and figure it out. But keep that in mind when Rudolph explains what the first thing is he noticed about Americans and the moms here and the fact that I can't even remember why I was bringing my kids to my brother's in the first place. But I know it was to babysit some combination of them so I could run the other half somewhere else. So we're going to carry on here with Rudolph.
Are we crabby?
Crabby? No.
No?
You're not crabby.
Good.
You're not crabby. You're, for the most part, you are really welcoming.
Yeah.
You're really welcoming. That's really nice. And when I'm, for example, about the food.
About the food again, yeah.
Everything is in large portions.
Yes.
And big cups.
Yes.
For example, Kelly, if you visit Latvia, this would be like extra, extra large cup.
And we're holding like a 32-ounce soda. This is like a medium or a large here.
And the difference is that soda is cheaper here than water. In Europe, it's completely opposite.
Oh my gosh.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, that's probably why we're all fat here. Do we have any food over here that you don't have over there?
Oh, I like the beans.
You like the beans?
The beans, yeah. We have the beans, but my host mom cooked the beans
like
with the bacon.
Baked beans with bacon in them, and they're runny and
like
soupy.
Like the Tennessee style.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's one. I love those ones. That's one of my favorite foods. And also, the hamburgers.
The hamburgers?
Yeah, we have those ones, but here they are more delicious.
Nice.
Yeah, and the one for example, McDonald's is better than Europe.
The what is?
McDonald's are better.
Oh,
in
McDonald's
Europe.
Is better in Europe.
Yeah.
What do you call the hamburgers over there? Because we call them like a Big Mac.
The same.
It's the same. It's
the same.
A Big Mac.
It's international everywhere.
Is it really?
Yeah, I have been in Egypt, in the Canaries, in Spain. They're all the type of burgers. They're the same. It's international names.
That's really funny. So to say Big Mac in Latvia. Is Big Mac.
Big Mac, yeah. Big Mac, it even rides the same. And when I was coming here, I noticed that everyone is in a hurry. They have to do this one. Especially the moms. The moms are the busiest ones.
Yes.
They're like super moms. They are working. They are cleaning. They are looking after the kids. It's really, how to say, nice. And when I'm talking with them, they are doing like a bunch of stuff. Like in the same time, they're cooking the dinner, washing the clothes, taking like two kids in both hands.
Yes.
Still talking with me.
Yes.
They can manage everything. That's nice.
That's exactly how American moms are. We are always in a rush. We are always managing things. How is it different where you're from? Is it just more laid back?
Well, actually, the kids and the moms and the dads, every person is like, how to say, more chill.
More chill.
More chill, yeah. I like this word.
Do you guys play like a lot of sports over there? Because I know here a lot of moms are like running their kids to soccer practice and
baseball.
Yeah, so do you guys have a lot of that over there?
Well, actually, Latvia is a big hockey.
You're kidding. Mm-hmm. I love hockey.
Yeah. I know that you guys here have the St. Louis Blues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I would have never guessed that hockey was a big sport where you're from.
It is. And usually we are in the World Championship in the A-League. I do mountain skiing.
You do mountain skiing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Once in the year with my family, I go to a ski resort in the Alps in the middle of the year.
How beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's my hobby in the winter, but in summertime, I bike.
Yeah, well, I noticed.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that.
Everybody's noticed that. Well, I think that's why you stuck out and people started noticing you. It's because, number one, you are on a bike. And number two, you're so friendly. Mm-hmm. And people, I guess, aren't used to that. Now, I cannot imagine that it's easy to be a door-to-door salesman anywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if there's anywhere to be, like, dropped in the middle of, you know, America, it can't be easy to be dropped in the middle of, like, a small blue-collar steel town like this where everybody is tired and crabby and they've had long days and then they sit down on their couch to watch TV and then somebody's knocking on their door trying to sell them stuff. So what do you usually get when people open the doors?
Well, actually, I'm not thinking about how to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm just here having fun. And when I smile, the people in front of me is still smiling. And
right.
It's important to me that the people right next to me is feeling comfortable. That's the number one thing.
Unless you get someone like me who gave you a dirty look.
Well, actually, no. That was a hard nut, actually.
Well,
but still, it was great. But
but my brother is the opposite of me. He's very nice and smiley. That's why he sat and talked to you, and I gave you a dirty look.
Well, now that Kelly, I have noticed you a little bit more. It's how to say, really nice.
I am a nice person.
Yeah.
I guess you could say around here, I get really tired of door-to-door salesmen only because I think people here are protective of their homes and it's their private space and things like that. I said, who was that guy on your porch? And he said, oh, he's just trying to sell me some books. I'm like, you're too nice. I would have kicked him off my porch. And he said, it was actually really interesting because he's from another country. He said, I didn't buy any books, but I sat and talked to him for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever. So I go on about my business. And then all of a sudden, I see on Facebook your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, the police are looking for this man. If you've seen him, call the police. And I thought, oh my gosh. So I texted my brother and said, look, I put it on Facebook.
You talked to him.
Yes, I said, this boy was on your porch. And, you know, it's funny how, I don't know if you guys, do you know what the word gossip is?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when one person starts saying something, it just spreads like wildfire. And so before I knew it, your picture was all over the place. And I was one of the people who shared it without checking. And so I wanted to meet with you and tell you I was sorry and that I shouldn't have done that. And I had my brother. I said, call the police, like this says, and find out what is going on. So my brother called the police, and they said, no, we are not worried about him. He is fine. Everybody relax. The Granite City Police Department even had to release a statement. So when did you first hear that people were starting to be scared of you or worried about you?
Well, actually, I was to start from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
When I first visited the Granite City, I went to the city's clerk office.
Yep, the clerk office.
Yeah, with the Judy, nice lady.
Judy Whitaker, uh-huh.
Yeah, so we, worked the permit thing out.
Uh-huh.
And I worked only in Granite City after that when I got the permit.
Yeah.
After the permit was in the hands, I went to police department and gave all the documents they need to check me out.
So you did everything you were supposed to do.
Yeah, before I even knock on my first door.
Uh-huh.
Because I know that the guy's safety is first and everyone's protecting
right.
their family.
And, you know, people do have a reason to sometimes worry when a stranger knocks on their door, because there have been stories before of people pushing you back inside of your house and scary things like that. But it got to the point where people were even telling lies about you, you know, and things like that. But go on. So you, how did you find out that people were worried about you?
Well, actually, this was a really funny story, because I had my sit down with one family, with one cool mom. Actually, we had a really nice, time on the airport,
yeah.
And I was just moving to another house.
Right.
Then I had the call from my host mom, and she said, "Rudolf, are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm still okay."
Uh-huh.
And then I had one mom text me that there's some kind of post on me.
Facebook.
Me. I saw the post, yeah, but this was a completely misunderstanding.
Right.
It was a, fast conclusion without any real fact described.
People were jumping to conclusions without checking the facts first.
That's right. But actually, I really don't blame anyone, because it's a misunderstanding. You guys have also been some kind of different parts going through in the city and times, and I completely understand you.
Right.
If it's something unusual happening in your neighborhood,
right.
That's only the neighborhood watch.
Right, and do you know what was unusual? Is that somebody was too nice, and everybody was like, who is this guy, and why is he being so nice to everybody?
Yeah.
Because we're here every day, and we're tired, and we've got a lot of kids, and and everybody was like, who is this guy? Well, he can't possibly be this nice. But I imagine it hurt your feelings when you saw that.
Well, I was a little bit shocked, but I know that I didn't do anything wrong. I was just doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that police, I already informed the police, and police officers were coming also with me, and we talked it through. But this is a really, great experience and great knowledge in the future that you cannot really take a fast look on the people. Before you even have a chance to talk with him. And that's actually, a great experience also for me, because we know how social media reacts.
Right.
But in the one evening there was a post about me, but then in the other morning I had a bunch of friend requests.
Yes.
Telling that Rudolph, hang on, welcome to neighborhood, these type of things.
Something like that is so typical of America that we love to... We have this lynch mentality of this is a bad guy, go get him. But then when we find out that we're wrong, or that, that we had bad information, then we're also the first ones to go, hey, we're so sorry, which is why I asked you to come to lunch today. So that I could talk to you and tell you that I was sorry about that. And
sorry for getting.
Thank you so much. You're so nice to us, even though we were kind of mean to you for a day. That's really nice of you.
Well, yeah, because I know that that was a fast jump conclusion. And
yeah.
You can't really blame anyone because of the facts of what's happening in the world. You're suspicious in every situation.
Right.
So at this point, you can probably figure out that I'm about to start weaving best friend bracelets for myself and Rudolph. And this is all so very out of character for me. I'm one of the busiest people that I know, and it's, for me to take time out of my day to sit and have lunch with him made me realize how much I do need to slow down. And I hope that this podcast doesn't sound like some kind of a pat on the back or oh, look at me, and I'm forgiven, because that's not my intention here. You know, my intention was to apologize to Rudolph and to kind of explain to him where we were coming from and why everyone was so angry. But then I wanted to find out a little bit more about his work day, because as you know, we've mentioned before, you know, the only way he can get around is by bike. And so I wanted to learn a little bit more about, you know, the route he was taking. And it's also important to note that it was about 100 degrees about 3 or 4 days in a row when he was doing his work days. And as a matter of fact, when we ended this interview, it took about an hour. I mean, we had at least an hour long lunch. I tried to edit this down and give you guys the best content we could. But I said, well, what are you doing the rest of the day? Where are you going? And he said, well, it's only 3 o'clock. I've got a lot of work to do. And so off he went on his bike. But here is Rudolph telling us a little bit about what he does in a work day, what he does on his off day. And please pay attention to how adorable he is when he says the word Sunday.
Okay, so if you drive around, or if you ride around all day on your bike, because you don't have a car, right? So you're on your bike. Do you ride it from Fairview Heights all the way to Granite City?
Oh, sometimes, only sometimes.
That's a long bike ride.
Yeah, but that's why I have nice shaped legs.
I guess so. What do you do in the evening when you get home from work? What do you do for fun?
Well, I usually chat with my host family.
Yeah.
And we are watching some kind of interesting videos. We are sharing some cultural events. That's why it's fun staying with the host family. We can know from both cultures something.
Yeah.
And that's really nice. But the fun part is also the Sundays when it's my free day off. And me and my host family, we are doing some great stuff. For example, I also visited St. Louis and the Arch.
Oh, did you go up in the Arch?
Yeah, that was really nice. The family took us. Mm.
Yeah. You know what you should try to do while you're here is go to a baseball game.
Yeah, actually, that's on my list. Cardinals game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cardinals baseball is, I mean, that is the biggest thing here.
Yeah.
We have a really good team, and we love them. And
I know you have flags all over the home.
We are just a little bit proud of our Cardinals.
Yeah.
So you're off on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Now, when do you go back home? How long are you here?
I'm leaving in the 27th of August.
Okay.
I'm leaving this neighborhood, this lovely neighborhood. And I'm going someplace warmer for a few days to Florida.
Yeah, it is warmer. Yep.
Did you guys get everything you wanted?
I think we did, yep. Are we allowed to still get ice cream at the end?
Oh, of course. Okay. I'm actually going to leave it on for you guys in case you want some.
Okay, do you want to go get some more real quick?
Actually, I'll...
go make another plate before he shuts it down.
Oh, not a problem. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure before.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave it open anyway until you guys leave. I just make sure all the pieces you guys wanted are...
Okay, so how funny is it that Rudolph has brought up how much Americans eat at least twice in our lunch, and we are at a buffet, and the pizza guy is wanting to make sure that we have enough food before he shuts it down. And so as I wrap things up with Rudolph here, I wanted to make sure that my apology to him was loud and clear, and then I wanted to give him a chance to do the one thing that he came here to do, which was sell his books. I wanted to give him an opportunity to show me, you know, this program that he was so passionate about and that he came here to America to share with everybody. And so we are going to get to that next, and then I'm going to wrap things up here for you guys in just a minute.
And so, like I said, I wanted to meet with you to apologize for me sharing your picture and saying that the police were looking for you when they weren't, because people do make mistakes. And I learned a good lesson about that, and I think a lot of people did. And I'm glad that I got to meet you in person and learn how lovely you are and learn all about your country.
Thank you.
Now, do you guys have your own Facebook over there?
No, it's the same.
It's the same.
We have some, national social media, like friends.lv.
Oh, we don't have that over here.
No, that's only in Latvia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but also we have Trumble, we have Twitter, we have Instagram.
Twitter.
And we have all these.
So if you make friends over here when you go back home, mm-hmm. you can stay in touch over social media.
Yeah, I have met so many nice folks that are already in my Facebook profile, and I still keep in touch. That's the most beautiful part of all these type of exchanges.
Cool. Well, I want to kind of help you sell some books here. I want you to tell me a little bit about the program that you have mm-hmm. and what you sell.
Of course. we are introducing families with the things that they can they could help kids to develop their skills for, till the school level and to be faster and better in school
in school
and, homework part. But Kelly, I want to quiz your how to say your
knowledge?
Sharp yeah your knowledge and your sharp mind. But actually, it's really fun. But do you know why flamingos are pink?
Why are flamingos pink?
Yeah.
let me think. Ooh, is it something they eat?
Close. How did you know that?
I guess I must have paid attention that day in school.
Well,
it must be something that they eat.
Yeah.
The flamingo gets its pink color from its food. I was right. It eats shrimp.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Let's try to feed them blueberries and see what happens. Let's go to the zoo together at St. Louis one day.
And
let's try to feed them blueberries.
And you think they will turn blue?
Well, it depends if they are turning blue from
I guess it
shrimp.
Depends on how much they eat.
Right? Let's feed them a bunch of blueberries.
Right.
Yeah, well, actually, these are the type of foods that kids are really excited about. And
right.
Why I'm doing actually this and what the program is meant for kids is that they are learning with fun. And
right.
When they are in school and people are, how to say, learning all their lives, and if they are doing with fun and enjoy, that's the main thing, that they are
right.
Having a great time. And that helps them out with the homework. It comes together with the website membership.
Oh, okay.
So if the kids don't understand something from the books, they can hop to our online system. And there's like step-by-step videos together coming with all the explanations. And these are like life topics from for parenting sites, like how to save money, how to get kids ready for the school. Basically, Southwestern Advantage is educating all family. All the
right.
Family.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand. I see some things here for like cooking.
Yeah.
That looks really cool. This looks like something that would be really good in summer, because sometimes during the school year, the teachers give so much homework that we don't have any time to do fun stuff.
Well, yeah, actually, I have heard about that also.
The homework here is crazy. Like, our kids go to school like 7 or 8 hours a day, and then they come home and they have 2 and 3 hours of homework.
Wow.
And so we don't hardly have any time to have family dinners or go to soccer practice, or that's why we hurry so much.
Yeah.
I personally feel like our kids are at school 8 hours a day. That's enough. I mean, I don't understand why teachers give so much homework, but I think that kids could definitely benefit from doing a program like this that actually looks interesting and not just doing the same thing they did in school all day.
No. It's actually really, how to say, this system breaks down school subjects into the kids' level.
You really seem like you like your job, like you're really teaching people things.
Yeah.
And
what's the
you'd probably make a really good teacher one day if you ever leave architecture and decide you want to be a teacher instead. You'd be really good. Well, you said your mom was a teacher.
Yeah, my mom. Actually, my grandma also is a teacher.
Now, how do people get in touch with you if they're interested in and do they make an appointment with you and you can come to their house?
Yeah, well, actually, that's the point why I'm leaving these business cards to all the doors and give also the business cards to the people. So if they are interested, they just contact me through my Facebook business
page. Just become your friend on Facebook
and
send you a message, and then you'll come back.
Yeah, if they are interested. But usually I'm coming like to the door.
Right.
And having a small talk with the families, explaining what I'm doing here, because usually they are, in the people are thinking 3 minutes. Who are you?
Who are you?
What are you doing here?
Yep.
And will you leave?
Yes. That's pretty much everybody's thoughts.
Yeah.
And hopefully you don't think that we're too mean.
No.
It's just that, you know, I personally don't like a lot of door-to-door sales because I have 3 kids, and when they were little, I would just get the baby down for a nap, and then the door would knock, and then the dogs would bark, and then the baby would get up, and then I'd open the door, and it'd be somebody, you want to buy this? And I'm like, no!
No, just leave me alone.
Right. So hopefully that you know that if anybody is rude to you, it's just because we've got so much going on at the same time, or because it's 106 degrees out and we don't want to stand out on our front porch. But luckily there's nice people out there, like my brother, who sat and talked to you.
there are lots of nice people. You guys here are really awesome. You give me a bunch of water refills and water bottles.
Yeah.
Snacks. Nice.
Well, we definitely don't want anybody to go hungry.
Yeah.
Wow, this looks really, really cool. You might have just got yourself a customer.
Awesome. We'll chat after dinner.
Yeah.
So can I just say something for the record? The program that Rudolph is explaining is amazing. If you want to check out the program that Rudolph sells, you cannot buy these books online. And it's not just books. It's an integrated website and an app, and there's posters. If you are a teacher, this could be such a great resource for you. If you are a homeschool parent, this is a great resource for you. And if you're a parent, I mean, this is a great way to spend time with your kids. I was very, very impressed with the books that Rudolph had, and I am so glad that I took the time to sit down and meet with him. And if you would like to meet with Rudolph, you can go to kellymano.com right now. I'm going to put up a link to his Facebook page where you can reach out to him, and he will ride his bike over to your house and flash you his sweet, sweet Latvia smile and share with you some of the things that he shared with me. And so I think this is where I'm supposed to wrap things up with something really thoughtful, but I think really Rudolph just covered everything. You don't judge a book by its cover. We need to be nicer to each other, and we sure as hell need to stop spreading things on the internet that are not true. And so yeah, I hope you guys liked the show today. I know it was a little different than the normal stuff, and the zoo will be back next week, I promise. Hoss and Gary and the whole crew. We will have another Kelly Mano show for you later this week. But if you like these, there might be more storyteller shows in the future, just as things pop up and I feel like there's something that I want to share. Again, I just want to thank Rudolph so much for sitting down with me and having lunch with me, and for having such a good, positive outlook and attitude on life. I am a better person for getting to hang out with Rudolph for an hour at the Pizza World in Granite City. And again, his program is amazing. The books were just absolutely stunning, and I was completely impressed by them. If you are interested in meeting with Rudolph, just go to kellymano.com later today, and I will hook you with Rudolph so you can have fun with him the way that I did. Thank you, Rudolph, so much for your time, and thank you to the listeners of The Kelly Mano Show. Have a great week.